Now, these are just some of the ways that genetic engineering can cause problems. We know that even though they're doing no monitoring whatsoever of human health, if you look just at the statistics, soon after genetically modified soy was introduced to the UK, soy allergies skyrocketed by 50%. Is this due to the novel protein that has identical sections to the known allergens? Or maybe a variation of it that's changed over time? We don't know. But we do know that the process of insertion of a gene into the DNA is not Legos. You don't just snap it into place and add a trait, which is what the industry wants us to believe. The process itself is a violent change. It can damage the DNA. It can also change the levels of expression of lots of the existing genes. A gene chip study monitored the expression of proteins in the DNA before and after a single gene was inserted, and 5% of the genes that were expressing proteins changed their levels of expression. This is huge. This is why, in spite of the title of Monsanto's study in the Journal of Nutrition, that their herbicide-tolerant soy was equivalent to the natural soy, it showed, embedded within hard-to-read tables, that there was differences, including the increase of trypsin inhibitor, one of the most well-known allergens in soy, which might be responsible for the increase in allergies, in soy allergies in the UK. They also referred to other information from their studies where plants were grown side by side in identical conditions, which would give a lot more information, which they didn't even include in the study. Someone had to dig it out of the archives years later and make it public, and it showed that once the soy was heated, the difference in trypsin inhibitor was 3- to 8-fold. Also, there was a lectin, which is a potential anti-nutrient, that had increased. There was also a decrease in protein, a decrease in phenylalanine. There's a lot of differences there, which they left out under the title of their paper, which was that there was no difference, or basically they were equivalent. So there could be a lot of changes in the nutrient levels, but they don't check all the nutrient levels. They just check a few. So there could be changes in things we don't even know exist, which might have impacts on health, mood, behavior, reproduction. We don't know. They also discovered a section of the DNA of the genetically modified soy in recent years, years after it was introduced, which is damaged. It became damaged due to the process of insertion. It's long enough to create its own potential protein, which could, of course, be allergenic. That might be the reason for the increase in allergies. We just don't know. There's too many possibilities here. Remember that the FDA had said, one person said, it's not possible to ask these manufacturers to be able to determine if their foods are allergenic. And yet, there's no long-term safety studies.